Hey everyone, welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. We are getting an update from Mentero Precious Metals, traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol MNTR and on the OTCQB under the symbol MSLVF. I am chatting with a couple representatives from Mentero, Chris Wilson, president. He has been on the show with me a number of times, as well as a couple webinars we have done. We also have the new CEO, Craig Harefield. This was announced April 5th that Craig was joining as CEO. So we are going to get a bit of a background on Craig, his experience in the resource sector. Just to bring everybody up to speed, Mentero Precious Metals is focused in South America. The company just brought on the Golden Hill property. That's in Bolivia. A drill program starting up there very soon. The first one run by the company. We are going to focus on that, as well as a couple projects in Peru, including Santa's Gloria and the San Jose project. First things first, Craig, let's get a little background, your history, what you've done, what brought you to this stage at Mentero, please.
Perfect. First of all, thanks for having us, Corey. As for my background, I would characterize it as a blend of mining engineer and finance guy. I am a mining engineer by education and worked in industry as an engineer for a number of years before moving over to the finance world in 2011. I started working with Resource Capital Funds, a mining-focused private equity fund based out of Denver. With that group, we had a global mandate, so looked at projects all over the world and touching probably about every mineral commodity under the sun that you can think of. Spent most of my time in Denver, a bit of time in Toronto as well. And then we opened up an office in Santiago, Chile, and I spent a couple of years working out of that office and really getting to know the Latin American region quite well. Then in 2018, I left RCF to go start my own kind of advisory consulting business, mostly associated with kind of M&A projects in the mining space. And that's when I got to know Chris a few years ago on a project.
Now, what attracted you to Mentero? As I mentioned, the company does have a portfolio of projects here. The Bolivian project's newer, but what did you like about the company initially before you came on?
I would say two things, the team and the project. The Mentero team definitely has a lot of experience and a pretty diverse skill set. But in particular, I'm quite excited to work alongside Chris and his team of geologists. As I said, I've known Chris for a few years now and have quite a lot of confidence in his abilities as an exploration geologist, you know, not only to discover good projects, but also run good exploration programs. He's not one of these kind of over academically minded geologist types. He's very capital market savvy. You know, he knows how to produce kind of tangible results that adds value to projects. And so, you know, firstly, it felt like I was quite a good complement to the team. I always think it's a nice combination to have both a mine engineer and a geologist on the management team working alongside each other. And like I said, with my background in South America, it was a good fit. But then, you know, as a result of my background in the institutional investing world, I'd like to think I know a good project when I see one. And I definitely got excited when I connected with Chris a few weeks ago and, you know, he was considering me for the role. Both the Santos Glorious and San Jose projects in Peru are quite exciting with a lot of potential. And then the more recently added Golden Hill project in Bolivia. It's quite an exciting time to jump into the company as we're about to jump into a drill program in the near future and hopefully see some great results come out of that. So yeah, the opportunity to work alongside Chris and, you know, help free him up a bit to really, really focus on the exploration programs and allow me to be more front-facing to the shareholders and investment community.
So Craig, quickly on Bolivia, then you do have some experience down in South America. You did open that Santiago office for RCF, as you mentioned. What are your thoughts on Bolivia? It seems like more juniors are becoming active in the country. What's your thought on the country and investment opportunities?
Yeah, so we're seeing the same thing. We see Bolivia as potentially a very attractive up-and-coming destination for investment and mineral exploration activity. As everyone knows, it's been a fairly challenging environment for investment for a number of years due to the political regime. But that in has in turn created a situation where the country is extremely underexplored from a mining and mineral perspective. And the economy is heavily dependent on other things such as natural gas. So fast forward to 2020, there's a new president. So today we're, you know, we're starting to see some hints of the country looking to hopefully diversify its income base a bit and hopefully provide some more support for its mineral endowment to get developed.
So Chris, let's bring you in here now. Nice job building out your team. I think Craig is a nice addition to the team. Let's talk about some of the recent news that was just released. April 6th, the company announced that it had entered into a 5,000-meter diamond drill contract for Golden Hill. This drilling expected to start really soon, by late April this month. Give us a little update on what the goals are around this drill program, the first one that the company is going to partake in at Golden Hill.
Yeah, before I say that, you know, you said nice building the team with Craig. I mean, I'm liking it even more. It's the first time anyone said nice things about me. So, you know, obviously picked a good CEO here. And Craig's right. It's freed me up to concentrate on the geology, and that's probably what I do best. You know, just to backtrack a little bit, one of the advantages to add on what Craig said of Bolivia is because of the Morales regime, Evo's regime, it missed the last cycle. So effectively, you know, had that not been the case, we wouldn't be where we are today. So we're coming out of, you know, it's basically missed that whole cycle and it's becoming incredibly available. You know, our team on the ground are reporting, you know, significant changes at various levels and dialogue that with miners unions that was never there before. So it's not just being run at government level. There's a shift right down to the miners unions and cooperatives realizing that they need this foreign investment and that mining is the lifeblood. So, you know, it's just a brilliant opportunity to be there with that groundswell of change in a country that's so prospective and that missed out on the past exploration cycle. You know, now we jump to Golden Hills and the drilling. Yes, we've announced 5,000 meters. We took our time to do that. And we did that for a reason. You know, when you drill these Abitibi type systems, gold can be a bit spotty. And if you don't get your sampling and your drilling right, then you drill some spectacular holes in a lot of less spectacular. So we'd like to think we've got a very good handle on the size of core we're going to drill and how we're going to handle it, how we're going to assay it. And also the capacity of the rig. Most drill rigs that you drill from surface are limited to a 45 degrees or steeper. So we've actually going in with a sort of underground type scenario where this rig will drill horizontal. And that's really important because what it allows us to do is put more holes off the same pad and be less affected by topography. So, you know, there were a few comments that we hadn't signed the contracts as quickly as we said. The converse of that is we've got a rig coming in now that's capable of drilling PQ horizontally and gives us a lot more flexibility in our targeting. And we shouldn't think of Golden Hills just as a sort of standalone target here. As we've shown in our presentations, our deck and mentioned before, it's part of a crustal structure that's at least 25 kilometers long and has got six other deposits along it. Most of them underexplored, most of them cooperative held, a huge potential on a lot of them. So, you know, we're going in to drill Golden Hill, which is one of six on a 25 kilometer long gold mineralized, gold endowed Abitibi style greenstone structure. It's a crustal structure. It's got the appropriate splays. So, you know, everything is right at all scales to make this a very, very robust and valid target. We've been extending the veins. We've probably got 6 to 8 strike kilometers of veins along the major structure now. That's obviously plenty to be going at, given these systems have huge depth potential. So we're going to focus on La Escarcha, where the underground workings are, 4 subparallel veins there. They were producing it up to 10 grams per ton underground, over 4 to 5 meters from one of those 4 veins. The other is 2 to 3 meters wide. So it's a fundamentally good target. Air bulk sample that we did our metallurgical work on, average 10-ton blast, average 6 grams per ton. So it's starting there. And then, you know, there's another 3 kilometers of veins through Gabby down to Brownfields that have, you know, significant shallow surface workings all along them. So 4 kilometers, multiple veins, right in the core of the dilation zone. Golden Hills on that 25-kilometer long Abitibi-type structure. You know, I tend to beat up projects. I tend to get a bit grumpy with them because I sort of extreme risk and sea risk. But, you know, when I look back through 76 countries, this one really is deserving of being drilled, and it has all the ingredients. So 3 to 4 weeks from now, we should be turning the rig and all be nice.
So, Chris, you guys have done a lot of the surface work. As you've outlined there, you've already extended the mineralized footprint and you've done some metallurgical work. When it comes to the 5,000 meters, how do you go about attacking this mineralized footprint that, as you've mentioned, is now up to 6 to 8 kilometers? What's that drilling going to look like?
Well, obviously, we got the benefit. And this is what's attracted me to all three of our projects. All three of them have got underground workings on high-grade veins. And there's only been 8 historic drill holes in Golden Hills, widely spaced, and 4 of those hit significant grade, as we mentioned in the deck. So what's different here is we've got the hindsight of underground development before we start drilling. And that's an unusual thing to do. When you can go down to 90 meters and sit on a 5 meter wide vein that they're recovering, you know, good solid 3-4 grams on carpets with very rudimentary gravity circuits, it's pretty obvious where you're going to start. That drilling is going to look like drill under the known grade, where we think the veins are thickest, and keep it simple. We're months away from stepping out along these structures. We can probably drill 30 or 40 holes at La Escarcha. So we'd drill 3 to 4 off one pad. Then we'd swing the rig 30 degrees on the same pad, drill another fan, swing it back 60 degrees, drill another fan. Now, these are very high-grade systems. We get underground. So we're going to start right in the core of where we can go underground and see the highest-grade veins. It's not to say there aren't better shoots, and that's the joy of, you know, drilling out that entire 6 kilometer strike length at some stage. But we're going to go and drill the underground workings and underneath the larger open pits, because clearly that's where the obvious gold endowment is close to surface. That's what it will look like.
Okay. This really is just the first pass of drilling, right? It sounds like you have a number of targets that you're going to, for the most part, test out, see what the drills yield. Let's quickly talk about that metallurgy report from La Escarcha. That came out back in December, but the headline says positive gold recovery results from preliminary metallurgical tests. What's the importance of this early on metallurgy that you guys did here at La Escarcha?
I've often been on the consultancy side dealing with problems. That's been my bread and butter, you know, working for private money, and said, should we invest? And it staggers me that companies can be 200 holes into a program and not having done any metallurgy. Well, obviously, they haven't done it for a reason. When we started, we knew there was going to be a timeline to get the rig in. So what can we sensibly do? We can go underground and we can take a ton bulk sample in one blast. Because it's a fully permitted mine and it's got a crushing and ball mills facility on site, we crush that 10 kilos to about 3 centimeter diameter. And we randomly took 170 kilos out of that 10 tons, which went off to SGS Lakefield for metallurgy. It also allowed us to run different scenarios of assaying protocol, subsampling protocol, to see what was statistically the most representative. And the importance of doing that was we've got an operating mill, a small-scale one, on site, and it's a permitted mine. So why wouldn't you go and demonstrate that you've got great metallurgy? And I've just seen the results of some petrology samples, some thin section work, polished block work, and that gold is not supergene. It's not near surface enriched by groundwater. We've got primary high-grade free gold in both quartz and fractures in pyrite, as you'd expect in these systems. So the petrologist backed it up. An unoptimized test gave us a 73% recovery. And by unoptimized, that was just a simple, you know, not different grind sizes, nothing. You know, it might be that you could slightly improve on that. But at the end of the day, we know that we can recover a significant percentage of the gold on a gravity circuit. At the moment, historically, they would crush it, pulverize it, and then go down the local hardware store and buy a carpet and recover it on that. It wouldn't take a lot to upgrade that plant. I'm not saying we should go mining, but clearly we've demonstrated the ability of this style of mineralization to present to a gravity circuit. And importantly, the cyanide leach work we did on it showed that we had about a 96 to 98% recovery, which is phenomenal. So, you know, we're going into this drilling program cognizant of the fact that we've got a style of mineralization that is metallurgically straightforward And in the event we did hit a high-grade chute close to surface, we're a permitted mine, and we know we can recover on gravity with very low capex. So that's a really nice foundation to go and drill this thing on.
Yeah, very interesting. Getting almost ahead of everything there with the metallurgy, but hey, I understand why. And quite frankly, now you get to actually drill it without having any metallurgical questions, at least early on. Guys, let's quickly get an update for Peru too, especially Santa's Gloria. Chris, what can you tell us in terms of work that's going to be going on at Santa's Gloria, especially around permitting?
Yeah, Santa's Gloria is you know, really a very solid project. It's got these gold anomalous veins up to 56 grams at surface, over 12 kilometers of veins conservatively that are up to 3 to 4 meters wide, brecciated, full of iron oxides. And it's got underground historical work in small scale, you know, where there's multi ounce silver systems. So we've got silver, silver gold, and gold. You know, it really is a robust target. Community engagement and agreements in place to 2028. Joss Hantelman's done a phenomenal job down there. He's cleared the way of any archaeological issues. He's got 3 SIRA permits in place. They never expire. The archaeological ministry comes up and said, no archaeological impediments. There's the certificates, and there's none today. There'll be none tomorrow and none the day after. So, you know, about 90% of the area falls under those 3 SIRA permits. Joss has completed, an independent group have completed the environmental impact of our drilling up there. Everyone's happy. The community's happy. And really, it's now about having a community meeting. So we plan to show people where we want to drill from. They seem so far very happy with everything we've done. We've got that agreement and access in place. And really, it's a rubber stamp that the ministry wants before they sign off. The community's agreed that the areas we want to drill from are okay. And at that point, it's a rubber stamp that be drill permitted for Santa's Gloria. So I'd certainly expect it, you know, in the short term. And that would place us, I think, in a really nice position to be drilling in Bolivia and to have a project, you know, 100% wholly owned with community on side, you know, right at the edge of one of the great mining camps of Peru, drill permitted along 12 kilometers of silver, gold, and gold mineralized veins. So it's really ticking along nicely. You know, we've really, a lot of companies come in and drill without their SIRA permits. You know, we've got every permit we need. We've taken our time. We've done it right. And hopefully, you know, if we can believe what people are saying, timing might be nice for once with the markets. And just hopping up to San Jose, which is, you know, is our quiet third project, a lot of progress with community up there. And I think it's only a matter of time before we sign a long-term access agreement over much of that project. You know, that produced about 40,000 tons at 15-16 ounce silver head grade from good solid vertical veins. That's an historic figure, unverified, should not be relied upon. But again, we're sort of starting to move that through the whole process now. Looking good, but Santa's Gloria is right at that last phase of permitting. 3 hours from Lima, 3,200 meters, flat area, with some of those big hooly-dooly veins running parallel to dirt tracks up there. No agricultural, just a bit of tumbleweed, community on side. I'd say that's a pretty good equation. So a month from now, we should be getting close. Again, month is a forward-looking statement. Don't hold me to it and don't rely on it. But yeah, we're very close to being drill ready at Santa's Glorious. Great project.
Okay, so could have 2 drill programs up and running around the same time, but first things first, Golden Hill, that drilling starting up in just a matter of a couple weeks, and then Santa's Gloria continuing to move that through, and San Jose also continuing to advance that project. So, guys, I'm going to ask you both to keep us up to date on news that comes out from Mantero Precious Metals. And full disclosure, I am a shareholder of the company. If any of you listening have any follow-up questions for Chris or Craig, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. I will get those addressed for you. And we'll also follow up as some drill results start to come out to the market. That's obviously going to take a little while. But again, in the meantime, I will get your questions answered. Chris, Craig, thank you guys very much for this update, and keep us up to date on future news.